It is.
It starts to activate about Halloween, and it peaks February. So it's just the beginning of this.
So we're just starting to bird up.
Yeah, they're just starting to touch down in Carneros.
Right, and then they come down
flying overhead,
man, because they're on a road trip, and they stop here because we have beautiful marshlands for them to kick it and have some food and chill out for a while before they head whichever direction they're going. I guess winter, so they're heading south.
Heading south, you know.
Nice.
Why not? How could you not swoop into the Napa Sonoma Marsh right on the way?
I have one I haven't told you about yet. So I get back from the islands. I'm on my boat. I'm in the kitchen. I'm looking outside watching birds going, ha, 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 because now I'm paying attention. Going, look at that bird. And next thing you know, whoop, right there, about 20 feet in front of me, had to be 22 inch pink bellied salmon. He had a pink belly. That's a salmon.
Salmon in Hawaii.
No, here.
Oh, on our rear. Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about it.
I'm just looking out my window, and I see, like, it was all at 20 inches, maybe 25. I don't know. I'm not trying to put any on it. He was at least 20 inches, lifted to catch a bug, and did a roll, and I saw the pink belly and went, oh, you're not a striper. You're a salmon. What's going on? In the, like, right there at the marina.
I saw a 20-pounder that Saturday. No doubt about it.
20-pounder.
Launched out of the water. Sea lion rolled in. 20 minutes later, I'm like, I know what you're looking for, you know.
Exactly.
And no, then, their feet, you know, they're all the dolphins follow the salmon up, the sea lions follow the salmon up, everybody follows the salmon, and there's steelhead there also.
Right.
But those guys just pick off the salmon eggs.
And they fly. They jump. The thing is, the salmon jump. It 20 was
pounds. That Chinook that I, there's no, 15 to 20 pounds.
I'd say the one I saw, 10 pounds, 8, 10 pounds. He was a good sized fish, man. I'm like, ah, good. Well, see, Napa Valley doesn't, you know, Hawaii's got nothing on us when it comes to fishing. You know, I don't know, but
it's just an estuary environment. It's a healthy one. Healthy estuary.
Yeah, and we've done so well at bringing the river back. Now it's getting better than it's ever been. So,
and that's the beauty of the river. I mean, it's brackish water. It's brown at times. Depends on where the sun overhead, it bounces off the mud on the bottom. It looks brown, but when the sun's low in the sky, it's blue. You know, it's clear water.
It's lighting. Yeah, I know. I have the same thing in Hawaii. I had the picture on the property where everybody's all, oh, is that water? They're like, it looks brown. No, the water's crystal clear. The mud is brown, but the water is pristine. It's just how the light reflects off of the water, depending on the time of day.
Yeah, and it takes a little more imagination. I mean, the life in this river, it to me is the beauty. I mean, it's beautiful, obviously, but when you start thinking about how much biodiversity there is
in the river, and then you catch dolphins in town.
Yeah,
so you have to go to Napa Valley Paddle and check out Drew's videos. He's got a couple up of the dolphins last week swimming as we're playing. I got cool stuff. Oh yeah, I got dolphins. All right, you win.
That so, shark was big.
So we're still paddling. We're still going out. All is well.
Yeah, it's the best paddling of the year in my. I mean, the well, it really would, it, well, because
agree.
Of that. But it's the paddling. It's still.
A lot of flat water, open. Winds go down, less people.
Yeah, and the big king tides roll in December. We love that. So we do the king tide one-way trips where you ride the biggest tides of the year.
Yeah.
That's coming up also. And we've got us some bioluminescence left.
Cool. Well, I'll keep everybody posted when we're pushing on the tides. And make sure, you know, stop by once in a while. It's winter, but that doesn't, to us, that's time to go paddle.
Yes.
Right?
And to Mollus Bay, I mean, look us up, man. Plenty for lessons, whatever. It's what's the word? Good time to discover the Napa River. Discover the Napa River this winter and fall.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by, Drew.
Sure.